So the other type of series that we're going to focus on. So there's arithmetic ones, where we're adding them, and there's geometric ones. So geometric, basically exactly the same definition as arithmetic. Difference being, I've used the word geometric instead of arithmetic, and I've used the word multiplying instead of the word adding. So whereas the arithmetic one went 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, the geometric one would go 2, 4, 8, 16, 32. So multiplying rather than adding. So instead of a common difference, we have a common ratio. That being the number that we're going to multiply by each time, and we use R for ratio, the pirate letter. R. So similar to what we looked at with arithmetic, but instead of doing subtraction, I'm using division. If I wanted to work out a ratio, I could get the second term divided by the first term, or I could get the third term divided by the second term. In fact, I could get any term divided by the one before it, and that would give me the ratio. But again, you don't actually need two consecutive terms. If I had the seventh term and the third term and divided those, how many ratios are we talking about? Yeah, four. But it won't be 4R, it'd be R to the power of 4, because you would have said R times R times R times R. So R to the power of 4 would equal whatever that ratio is. So if I want to come up with a general term, once again, the first term would be A, but to get the second term, this time we multiply, so it would be AR. The third term I'd multiply by R again, so I'd get R squared, AR squared, and we can see a pattern emerging. So the general term would be A and then R to N minus 1. So one less than the term. So the 23rd term would be AR to the power of 22 and so on. So all right, here's our pattern. 2, 8, 32. Find what the ratio is and then we'll come up with a general term. So the ratio is 4. So if we know term n is AR to the n minus 1, it'll be 2 times 4 to the power of n minus 1. Now, sometimes you can tidy this up, sometimes you can't. In this case, I can, because I can rewrite 4 as 2 to the power of something. So if the number out the front, which in this case is 2, I can rewrite the ratio as that number to the power of something. I can usually tidy it up if they've got some sort of common base. So 4 is the same as 2 squared. So I've got 2 squared to the power of n minus 1, which would be 2 to the power of 2n minus 2, and then 2 times 2 to the power of 2n minus 2, we get 2 to the power of 2n minus 1 would come up with for our general term. So we can, once we've got our general term, then we can answer all sorts of interesting questions, such as, I didn't put down, I decided to just go to something different. But had I said, find term, let's pick a number. So term 50, would our calculators be able to handle that? That would be 2 to the power of 99, whatever that turns out to be. I think it might be too much for the calculator, but it might go into scientific notation or something to find that one. Okay, we know the second term is 7 and the fourth term, so we don't actually know two consecutive terms here. The fourth term is 49. Find R. So AR is 7, AR cubed is 49, R squared would be equal to 7. That's all gone R times R. So our ratio would be plus or minus. So that's the thing with these geometric ones. If you don't know consecutive terms, but you know terms that are like an even amount apart, so like you're skipping, you don't know. Maybe you did multiply by a negative number, because when you multiplied by that negative again, it became positive. So there's actually two possibilities for this particular series. Maybe the ratio was negative root 7, not positive root 7. So we'd need to put down both, unless we had more information, which then would be able to, you know, rationalize out which one it happens to be. The first term of 1, 4, 16, and so on, to be greater than 500. Well, we need to work out the general term. First term is 1, ratio is 4. So 1 times 4 to the power of n minus 1 for our general term. Well, that obviously can be simplified because anything times 1 is itself. We want to know when the general term is greater than 500. 4 to the power of n minus 1 is greater than 500. An exponential inequality. Now, exponential equations and inequalities, how do we solve them? One way is just by trial and error, because we know n has to be a whole number. So we, you know, pick numbers and see what happens. A more precise way is to use logarithms. So if you want to solve an exponential equation or inequation, the first thing we do is log both sides, which simply just means writing the word log on both sides, like so. You may or may not remember your log laws from last year, but don't panic if you have forgotten. We will revisit logs later on down the track. But the reason we do this is because there is a log law that allows us to get that power and put it to the front of the term. So I can get the n minus 1 and place it in front of the log 4. So it becomes n minus 1 times the log 4. The advantage of doing that is I can now isolate the n and get n, because I now divide both sides by log 4, and I can eventually get to n minus 1. So I've got n minus 1 is greater than log 500 divided by log 4. Now, by the way, when you're using your calculator with this, you actually have two log buttons. I don't know if you realize that. One is conveniently labeled log, L-O-G. The other one is the one that you probably think says in, but it doesn't actually say in, it says L-N. It stands for what's called the natural logarithm. So it's also a logarithm button. Does not matter which one you use, as long as you use the same one for both. So log 500 divided by log 4. And we get n is greater than 5.48. A word of warning about using logs. The log of a number smaller than 1, so a log of a half, log of a third, is a negative number. Now, it doesn't look negative because you can't see the negative sign. But obviously, if I had an inequality where that was log a half I was dividing by, I'm actually dividing by a negative number. So I would have to change the inequality sign. So if you're doing this sort of inequality and you're dividing by the log of a number smaller than 1, change the inequality sign, because you're actually dividing by a negative number. In this case, we're okay. We want the first number bigger than 5.48, which is, of course, 6. So term 6, which turns out to be 1,024, is the first one bigger than 500. Voila. So that's our geometric series.